This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the final week of early winter in the second quarter of the bedding plant's supermoon, the second week of the sun in Capricorn. This week, the bedding plant moon waxes and waxes, coming closer and closer to Earth. And the new year will arrive as that moon becomes completely full and reaches perigee. Its powerful position closest to our planet and becoming what many people call a supermoon because of its tidal strength. And that supermoon occurs in sync with the first high-pressure system of the first days of deep winter, almost certain to push down the barometer and bring storms of rain and snow and windy cold. Rising in the afternoon and setting in the morning, this moon passes overhead in the middle of the night, adding the possibility of more lunar turbulence in the dark. Even more is happening this week. On December 26th, the days start to become longer, and the sun's influence grows throughout the week ahead, complementing the surging power of the moon. And the position of the distant winter stars enhances the solar and lunar and meteorological drama as Orion's giant figure fills the southern sky before midnight, preceded by its outrider Taurus and its red eye Aldebaran, and followed by the massive dog stars Procyon and Sirius. Anticipating such a mighty cosmic wave, I feel optimistic and at home and at peace. How can I not be swept into the grand confluence of sun and moon and stars? How can I not give in and spin out into the wild storm winds of the new year, fly and explore so high and so far? This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of deep winter. But in the meantime, get ready because everything is happening this week. Poor Will's Almanac for 2018 is available from Amazon. And you can purchase my book, Home is the Prime Meridian, Essays on Time and Place and Spirit, from the same site. The collection contains a number of the selections heard on this radio segment.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.